Excited, you can be seated, you can be seated. I'm excited. I am standing instead of Pastor Edwin today in his absence, and we are continuing in our series entitled Here as in Heaven. How many of y'all have been blessed so far by the series? Come on, come on. How many of y'all have been blessed by the series? Amen. And so I'm excited today to be here with my Bridge Church family. We waiting on Jay with a strong self. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know how heavy this sacred desk is. It's real heavy. Amen. I make it look easy when I slide it because it's smart to slide it. I don't know if y'all ever seen me slide it. I don't really never pick it up. And there's a reason why I don't pick it up because this thing is heavy. Can y'all give Jay a hand for picking it up? He tried to show off. That's what that was. He tried to show off. But good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning again. I'm not going to be before you long. Look, I just want to jump right quick into the word. The word is from 1 John 4. 1 John 4. Again, if you please pay attention to all what we've got going on. August is a busy month. We are excited about Bless the Block that's coming up on August 26th. Please bring your friends, your family, your neighbors, your enemies. Bring them to the Bless the Block because we want to be a blessing to our students and our young people in our community. I do believe the goal is 200 book bags, y'all. 200 book bags filled with supplies. Come on, raise your hand if you're going to help. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Come on, turn the lights up. I can't see because you know how folk be. Come on. Come on, I can't see them. Let me see all the folks that say they're going to help. Ariel, take a picture real quick. This is all the people. These are all the people who said they were going to help. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That was the whole church. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. And again, it's going to be a blessing to our young people. Our young people. Amen. 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 So real quick, if you have 1 John 4, I said it's going to be verse 21, but it's really the whole section from 7 through 21. I'm only going to read verses 19 through 21. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read at 19 through 21. I know I gave the production team 21, but y'all, I'm going to go ahead and read verse 19. If you have it, can you stand to your feet? Can you stand to your feet? Amen. If you can, if you can. We're going to honor the Lord's holy word. If you have it, say, I've got it. Amen. Let me see. That's sound like five of y'all over here. If you have it, say, I've got it. There it is. There it is. I like unison. I'm reading from the NIV version. Verse 19 says, we love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. I'm going to read from the Message Bible because I like how it states. And the Message Bible says this way. We, though, are going to love and be loved. First we were love, now we love. He loved us first. If anyone boasts that I love God and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he is a liar. If he won't love the person he can see, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Love God includes loving people. You got to love both. If I can, just for a moment today, I want to preach and teach from the topic real love. Real love. Look at somebody next to you talking about, say, tell them, I'm searching for real love. Amen. Let us pray. God, I thank you. God, I honor you. God, I praise your holy and sacred name. It's your son asking you now to decrease all of me so I can stand rightfully behind your sacred desk to preach, teach, and declare your holy word. Now decrease all of Eric D. Battle Sr. and increase all of Jesus the Christ so your people see none of me, but all of you. God, we come for a word. We come from a word from you. not from the vessel, but from you. We just pray that what is said and done, God, is for your glory. We ask you, God, to help us and teach us and get us right today so, God, we can understand where real love comes from. God, have your way in me. Forgive me of anything, God, that I've done that has not been pleasing unto you. God, I love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You can go to your seat. You can go to your seat. Real love. In 1992, there was a singer and an actress. He already know where I'm going. And by the name of Mary J. Blige. Anybody know who Mary J. Blige is? Let me raise your hand. If you're not sure who Mary J. Blige is, Mary J. Blige, back in the day, before Beyonce was Beyonce, we had Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. We had Mary J. Everybody looked up to Mary J. And if you not know who she is right now, she was the only woman to perform in this past Super Bowl with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Eminem. She was the only woman. So if you don't know who that was, she was that woman performing. And in 1992, Mary J. Blige came up with a song called Come On, Real Love. And I don't know about y'all, in 1992, I ain't gonna tell you how old I was, but in 1992, Real Love was an anthem. That song came on, and it was played everywhere in your songs. If you had a sunroof rolled down, you can hear Mary J. Blige going. And women and men actually singing today, Real Love. I'm searching for real love. And in this song, y'all, Mary J. believes she has a good sense on what real love is. Y'all, for the life of me, I've been singing this song for a long time. And then I really started paying attention to the words. You think when she's saying real love, she understood. But in the song, she is actually not receiving it. She felt she had the right person at first that would satisfy her every need. That would be her inspiration. But that same person that she thought was going to satisfy her every need and be her inspiration is the same one that says he had love for her, but she wasn't the one. And this led Mary J. Blige on a search to find real love, someone to set her heart free. Real love. Mary in the song even reached out to God. Go check the lyrics. Y'all think I'm joking. She reached out to God to see if God can send her a real one, someone to present real love. Mary searched high and low. Low and high. And she finally admit she doesn't know where to go. But Mary was on a search to find real love. Someone to set her heart free. Real love. And before you and I, like my wife says, become Judgy McJudgerson today, Mary, with Mary this morning, for her choice and finding real love, and for her choice of who she is trying to receive real love from, many of us have been in the same place where Mary was, on a path searching for real love. And if truth be told, some of us are probably throwing our own search party today, trying to find some real love. Maybe I'm talking to myself. Some of us have been in Mary's shoes, looking for someone to satisfy our every need and looking for someone or something to be our inspiration, which turn has us in searching for real love. Someone to set our hearts free. Real love. Some of y'all can go home and Google this song, I promise you, after the day. This misconception is the misconception is that we will be complete when we finally get that real love from that special someone or something. But can I argue this morning that if we are searching to receive love from a source other than God, then we will always be searching for it.
Amen. Amen.
Real love, even if it feels like we are receiving it, will be incomplete. It will feel as if what we are looking for isn't fulfilling if we're not getting the love from the source who's love himself. And maybe for some of us, our view on what real love is has been skewed or even incomplete due to the barriers of what we have seen or due to the barriers to what we have heard or maybe to the barriers of how we even receive love. Take me for instance. Growing up, my mother was my everything. To me, that was real love, y'all. She was my number one fan. I could do no wrong. She made sure I had what I needed. She protected me. She guided me. She shielded me. She just gave and gave and gave of herself. And I know y'all are looking at me like, that's what a mom's supposed to do. But y'all, because of her love, I grew up being a taker and not a giver. And that seeped into my relationships. And all I did was take because I wasn't taught how to reciprocate. Family, be careful that you don't find yourself in relationships and or situationships where people are just takers, just taking from the relationships instead of giving to it. I was at a pastor's study one day, one study, and he says, there's two kinds of people in church, takers and givers. Which one do we fall in to? Because the rationale is, if I come and come and come and not give to what I'm coming to, where I'm receiving help to and where I'm getting transformed from, if I'm coming and coming and coming and not giving, what does that call me? A taker. But that's, y'all, not real love. And what really isn't real love? Real love isn't trying to find a substitute for our lives for what's missing in our lives. For me, my father wasn't in my life, so I'm trying to find everything in the world to try to replace that love. Real love isn't just accepting our own preferences and then disregarding someone else's. Real love isn't saying you love God, but then you hate your brother and or your sister. Real love isn't waiting in the hallway of a school while gunmen is shooting innocent children. That ain't real love. Real love isn't just standing there and not lending a hand when we know someone else is struggling. I know y'all know nobody like that in your life. I've been struggling, and people always say, why you ain't asked? Well, you see me over here struggling. Why you ain't just... I'm over here struggling, you watching me, and you just going... Anyway, that's my vent. Just relax. I'm talking about myself. Real love is not division, no matter where it is. Y'all, we can't get real love from a government who can't decide on just simple things that can help us be better as people. And y'all, real love, I'm talking about real love. And apparently, that's why these letters were written by John, because there was some unsettling tension amongst believers. There was some division going on in the fellowship of believers, which caused the love to go out of the window. Can I stop right here? If we're not together, if we are divided, then love cannot stand. Love cannot be fulfilled if we're not on the same page. And that's how the early church was formed, because everybody was on the same page. They gave out of their necessity. They made sure those who were struggling had. And if we're not all on the same page, then we can't love like God wants us to love. And John reminds them what real love is in 1 John 4, verses 7 through 21. I know it's a lot, but y'all bear with me. This is a true blueprint of what love is and what love looks like as believers. John urges his friends of the fellowship, here it is, to love one another, because love comes from God. Where does love come from? Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. I'm going to read again because this blew my mind, because at the end of the day, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Love comes from you, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But here's the part that messed me up. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Y'all, do you know we got people walking around here on earth saying they love God but still have hate for people? I want you to think about it. But how can you love God and then have hate for your brother or your sister? So in retrospect, not people are here, not y'all, but I could be sitting by somebody who say they love God, but then you at work and don't like the person you sitting next to. Because they get on your nerves, just like Ariel said today. I'm going to be honest with you, folks at work can get on your nerves. But the text says, if you don't love your brother or sister, you don't know God. Y'all, that messed me up. And here it is. Real love is a relationship with God. And here's how we know we have a relationship with God. If we love God and love our brothers and sisters. We can't say we love God and then turn around and treat those around us like trash. I've always said, you can always tell how someone views God, because how they treat God is how they treat people. You can write that down. If you won't, I don't have nothing on the screen today, but I've always said, and I had to say this to myself because I had to think about it. I'm a common denominator. And all these relationships that fail, thank God I got it. Thank you. God has been good to me. God, thank you for restoration. But I was a common denominator. I had to look in the mirror for my own self of why things were happening and they weren't happening the way they should have been. And I had to think, so how do I treat my Lord and Savior? Because if we are sometiming with God, then we're going to be sometiming with people. If we only go to him when we are in trouble, then we will only have certain expectations for others. If we don't talk to him on a regular basis, then we will have a hard time socializing with others or opening up to others. If we don't believe in him, then you and I will have a hard time seeing the beauty of the color in this world. But if you and I have had the true experience with God, if you and I have ever had an experience of his love, then you and I can never hate our brothers and or our sisters. And I don't know about y'all, but God and an experience with Jesus will change your life. Because if God has touched you in a manner that transformed your life, there's no possible way that you and I can say a bad word towards somebody else. If God has changed your life and you are not the same person you used to be back in the day, even though folks might bring it up, if that's not who you are, there's no possible way that you can treat somebody like they're on the side of the road, like they don't deserve the same love Jesus have given. And y'all, God sent Jesus to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Not because we love him, but because he loved us. Y'all, again, this the human side of me. You ain't do nothing. Y'all forgive my English. You ain't do anything. Nothing. You ain't do anything. But God loved you so much, he sent his son to die for you and me. Like, why would he do that? Come on, can we really think about it? Because I ain't dying for you. I'm just be honest with you. That's just my real. You not my child. You not my wife. Why am I getting in front of him? But before you were even thought about, before you were put in your mother's womb, he went to the cross and died for you and me because he loved you. Y'all, that's some love right there. And if you're searching for some real love, I dare you to get a part of the real love that God gave of himself. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited because I got a God in Jesus who died for me. God gave of himself so you and I can have life and have life abundantly, simply because he loved us first. Oh my gosh. He had you in mind when he died and gave up his life. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like this: love your neighbors as yourself." In order for us to experience real love, we have to accept the fact that Jesus died for all of us. Everybody in this room, anyone who picks up this book and reads what I just read, he didn't die just for you. He died for everybody in this room. And if he died for everybody in this room, guess who else he died for? He died for your brother and sister at work. He died for your brother, sister on that interstate, that person that cut in front off you in front of you. He died for that person in that neighborhood who you can't stand. He died for that person too. And y'all, that's what I call transformational love. He died to set us free in him. He died so you and I can be redeemed. He died so you and I can be saved. He died so you and I can be adopted by God himself, so you and I can be a part of the same kingdom family. Have you ever experienced that type of love? Has the love of God ever transformed your life? Where you are no longer who you used to be? Have you ever experienced that love? That love that you've been set free from bondage, from the hands of death, from that addiction that tried to take your life out? Have you ever experienced that love? That love that delivered you out of the hands of the enemy and restored you in a place that you could forget about what was trying to break you down? Have you ever experienced that love? Have you been saved from your own self? That pride that was trying to shut you down before you fell from the vice grips of sin. Have you ever experienced that love? Has he kept your mind from breaking down? I don't know about y'all, but some of us probably can be in a mental hospital for all the stuff we've had to go through. The enemy has tried to mentally break you down, but I'm looking at some people who's gone through some stuff and still in your right mind. Have you experienced that love? And y'all, I'm so glad that God wants to adopt me. I'm so glad that God wants me to be a part of his family. And I don't know about y'all, I don't know if you've ever been an orphan. It reminds me of the movies Like Mike and Annie. Have y'all seen those movies, Like Mike and Annie? Those movies, and there were some orphans in those homes looking to be loved by somebody because somebody decided to give them up, and they were searching and going on adventures and trying to find a good mama, trying to find a good daddy. And by the end of the story, they were adopted and loved by somebody else. And that's what God can do for you. If you've been dropped, if you have been dropped, if you have been neglected, if you have not been where you were supposed to be, can I tell you today that God will adopt you into his family? Y'all, and that's what love is. Love will not let you be lost. God will leave the 99 and come get you because you are a part of his family. And that's the kind of family I want to be a part of. A family where there is a judgment-free zone. A family where you can be yourself. A family where you are protected. A family where you have... and if you and I are a family where you have been protected, a family that God will make sure he will provide for you every single day. And that's the family that I want to be a part of. There's no other family in the world like God's family. There's no other family in the world that like God and the one who he sent his son to die for you and me. And I don't know about y'all, if you're searching for real love today, you can get real love because God wants to adopt you and to his family. And if you and I have ever received that type of love anywhere else, if you and I have ever experienced that love, if God came to you where you were in your lowest point to save you, if God came to visit you so you can be saved, then there's no possible way we should hate our brothers and our sisters. If anything, we would do our best to make sure this that they are around the experience so they can feel the same experience. The folk that are around us, they deserve the same love. And how do they get the same love? They get the same love because God gave it to us, and then it's our job to make sure they get that same love. I don't understand, and I'm going to move on to my next. I don't understand how folks can be stingy with God. Like, I do a lot of venting, and I'm going to vent right now with y'all. How is it that you get saved and all you're worried about is yourself? How you experience the goodness of God, but then you don't want to tell nobody else about how good God's been to you? Again, we can tell people how they treat God is how they treat people. So if you're stingy with God, you're going to be stingy towards people. And I do believe if God has saved your life, it's our very best intent to make sure others see God. Everybody say real love. Y'all, real love is unity. So everybody say unity. This might not be a surprise to everybody, but Jesus just didn't die for one set of people. He died for all. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's John 3:16. Notice what the text says, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is the Lord of all and richly blesses all, everybody say all, who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be what? This is here as it is in heaven. We can't wait to get to heaven to declare our love for all people because heaven has already got it going on. Heaven is already celebrating unity. Our mission should be to bring heaven here on earth, and we ought to bring real love here on earth as it is in heaven. There isn't any sections taped off in heaven for white people. There isn't any sections taped off for black people. There isn't any sections taped off just for Orientals. There isn't any sections just taped off for Indians. There is no poor section or no rich section. There's no Democrats or no Republicans. They don't have their own party in heaven. Everyone celebrates when one person gets saved because we are one step closer to seeing the kingdom here on earth. And I don't know about y'all, but that's what I want today. That's the kind of love I want in our world today. I want the kingdom to come here down on earth. And if the kingdom here is on earth, then lives shall be changed. Do you know how much different our world would be and what our world would look like if real love was the aim? There are so many people out here searching for real love. There are so many people out here searching for their hearts to set them free. So many people out here looking for love in the wrong places. And the only way they can get the real love is if they accept that the fact that Jesus died for them. And if they accept the fact that Jesus died for them, guess what happens? They receive real love. And if I receive real love, then those who are connected to me shall receive love. And that's what should happen here on earth. I want to make sure all the churches here on earth shall balloon, shall be overflowed, shall be crowded because they are looking for some real love. And there's somebody today that's looking for God to set their heart free today. Somebody today can be in bondage this morning. Somebody today can be looking for their own identity. Somebody today can be set free today. Somebody's mind has been troubling you today, and the only one who can bring real love into that mind so your mind can be set free is nobody but the name of Jesus. Is there anybody today that can agree with me? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be where I am today. Is that anybody else's testimony this morning that if Jesus didn't come down and give me real love, I wouldn't be where I am today? Who am I preaching to that understands the only reason why I'm standing here, the only reason why I came in church today, the only reason why my gas is filled up, the only reason why I didn't lose my mind, the only reason why I didn't get shot up in the mall the other day, the only reason that nobody took me out is because the love of Jesus Christ. Who am I talking to that needs the love, that real love of Jesus Christ? Y'all, let me be very clear. Everybody in here is special. Everybody in here, God knew what he was doing when he made you. Nobody in here is an accident. You were supposed to be here even today. Okay? It's going to click very soon. You guys are special to God. Everybody in here is special to the Lord. The Lord knew what he was doing when he put you in your mother's womb. I don't care who he used. He used whoever it was to make sure you were here. And he put you here on earth to show the love of God like never before. Because he could have left you where you were. Is there anybody in here today that wasn't right? Was there anybody in here today that made some bad decisions? Is there anybody in here today that could have died last year? Is there anybody today that didn't have it all, but you had a God that came to rescue you? Who am I talking to today that understands the love of God is real? The love of God is real. And if God can love me like that, then he can love somebody else like that. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to get it. I can get his love today. And if you're looking for real love, someone to set your heart free today. If you're looking for someone to satisfy your every need. If you're looking for someone to be that inspiration for your life, I know somebody in heaven that sent his son in the name of Jesus. So you and I can be loved the right way. I know some of our desires is to walk hand in hand with somebody. But can I promise you, if you walk hand in hand with Jesus first, if you walk hand in hand with God first, I promise you that love you receive from him can't nobody touch. Y'all, I was in a deep, dark place before. Has everybody been in a deep, dark place before? Come on, you can be honest. Come on, have you ever been in a place where you thought it was it for you? That nothing can change it? And then God showed up. Whew. Y'all, he could have left me where I was, but he came to see about me. Is that anybody else's testimony? He came to see about you. He could have left you where you was. He could have left you in that same mindset. He could have left you in that same. But he came to see about me. And because of that love, y'all, here's the task. We gotta love our brothers and our sisters. Because I want my brothers and sisters to feel the same way I feel about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's how it is in heaven. As they sit around the throne, crying out hallelujah, they're all together in unison. Because the one objective is God. And what if our one objective is God? And if our one objective is God, when two or three people come together in agreement, the scripture says God will show up. How many agree today? Come on, how many agree today? Come on, all those who agree today. Come on, who wants God to show up in your life? Come on, if God is who you want to show up in your life, come on, I dare you to open up your mouth and give him praise. I dare you to open up your mouth. I dare you to lift up your hands. I dare you to honor the Lord today. Come on, in the presence of his holiness, I dare you to honor him today. God's been good, and he is worthy to be praised. And there it is. Today, y'all, today, as we have preached the gospel, and we understand what real love is today. Real love is God giving up his son so you and I can have life and life more abundantly. So you and I cannot be affected by the sins of the world. He did it for you. And today, y'all, can we stand to our feet? Today, I do believe God is in a place. And today, I believe he wants to offer you his son today. I believe somebody needs real love. You've been searching high and low. You've been searching all over the place for something that's not going to be fulfilling. But I promise you, if you take hold of Jesus today, he will complete exactly what you've been looking for. And that's why I love God. I love serving him because he wants you to be complete and whole. And today, with our eyes closed and our heads bowed. And today, if there's somebody who wants Jesus today, who wants that real love today, listen, we close your eyes. We don't want nobody looking. This is a decision between you and the Lord. If you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, if you want a brand new start, if you want to become a new creature, if you want to come back home, you made some mistakes, you want to rededicate your life back to him because you missed the love he was given to you. Today, would you lift up your hands? Just lift up your hand. Just lift up your hand. Just lift up your hand. If that's you, and all we're going to do is say this prayer. If that's you, just repeat after me. God, I love you. God, I honor you. God, I bless your name. Thank you for giving up your life for me so I can be loved by you. So today, God, I confess that you are Lord and that your son is Jesus and that he died for my sins and then he rose on the third day. Today, Lord, I ask you to take my hand and love on me like never before. I'm done searching for real love because I found it today. No longer will I look for it in empty vessels. Today, God, my love is in you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Come on, Bridge Church family, put your hands together for those. Come on, come on, come on. Come on and give God some praise.